Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Today, I'm really excited. I have Lloyd Watkins on the line. He is the owner of My Equity Solutions. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for inviting me.
So I'm really excited because I know that your business, you lend money for investment purposes for both businesses and personal needs. And that's a big topic that many business owners out there or potential business owners are considering. Before we get into your current company though, tell us a little bit about Lloyd, you know, your background in, you know, business and also just how you became an entrepreneur.
Okay, I started off years ago. In fact, I started my first business when I was 17 years old. Coming out of high school, did some promotional businesses at that point. But then I went to college, graduated from UCLA with a degree in economics, went into the banking field for a few years, aerospace, and started my lending career about 1988. So I've been in it for almost 30 years, different phases of it, between, you know, residential commercial mortgages, small business lending, all types of hybrid lending, you know, from mezzanine to bridge loans and things of that nature for small business owners. So we do a lot of different things. I've had a lot of experience in a number of different areas, so that's pretty much where I'm at.
Got it. Well, let's talk a little bit more about you know, how the lending business works, meaning you started in the lending business. So some people, let's just say they're that are listening to this podcast, maybe they're younger, maybe they're just getting into thinking about, you know, career choices and lending. I mean, what would be your tips to them in getting into that, in that business? What would be your thoughts? Because you obviously know the industry.
Yeah, the industry basically evolves around swings and changes. But if anybody's looking to jump into it right now, I would tell them basically stick to a certain niche and start from the bottom, maybe on a residential or commercial, you know, on a consumer end, because there's always going to be a fluctuation of business in those areas where you can learn and learn your trade. And there's a number of different resources through the banks and independent finance companies that you can basically make a solid career on that and then branch off into, you know, other things like commercial or small business lending, because you've already gotten your foot wet and also gone through the, you know, the licensing preparation to make things happen. So that would probably be the first step that I would recommend for somebody to do, similar to what I went through in the early days.
Mm. So what would be some of the changes you see going on in the industry right now? I mean, you know, post-2008, post-multiple crashes, regulation. I mean, what's your feel for the overall climate?
Well, the climate's gotten better since 2008. You know, of course, we were in the, you know, the cowboy days prior to that. Lending was made very easy. You know, if you had a mirror, you could put up to somebody's nose, and all of a sudden, you know, they qualified. But you know, those days have changed a little bit, especially on the consumer end. But on the, you know, say the investor end, you know, stated income programs are coming back or have been back for a number of years. Private money is very competitive currently right now to be able to make, you know, fill in certain gaps that the banks can no longer go into those areas. So I think it's a very, you know, good environment for the investor, not so good for the consumer if they're, you know, have issues where they can't document income, if they have credit issues and things of that nature. It makes it is very restrictive in those areas, but for the investor, it's wide open.
Mm, got it. Let's talk a little bit more about the, you know, the buying side of this transaction. So the business owner that's considering taking on more debt specifically, I mean, what are some things that you would coach them into, whether or not it makes sense? Because, you know, it's a big deal if you're going to take capital, you know, in order to maybe expand something you're working on. What would be kind of your coaching process on that?
Well, we try to coach from A to Z. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of companies will come out and say, okay, you can borrow $150,000, for example. But really don't have a comprehensive plan, or the business owner doesn't have a comprehensive plan to be able to make that money work effectively for their business. So I always, even with seasoned business owners, I always encourage them to go back and revisit their business plan. And if they need to, modify it to, you know, give them a better chance of success to, you know, make that money work for itself and you know, so they can have a, you know, return on their investment. So what we've done in our current model, our business model, is collectively put business owners with consultants that can help them through that process. That's not a process that we do internally, but we can refer them out to consultants to kind of give them another viewpoint or another avenue to help build their business to the next level. So, because borrowing the money is the easy portion, executing the money is a whole different story. So,
that's right. Well, and paying it back, that's a whole another story, but we're not getting into
exactly
that right now, right?
Exactly. Right.
Let's change our pace a little bit. Like, tell me about your current business. So, My Equity Solutions, how'd you come up with it? What are you doing? What's your specialties? And let's start there.
Well, it's a good question. Thank you very much for asking. We do a number of different things. Of course, we do your bread and butter, you know, commercial and residential financing. That's really cookie cutter, nothing different than what you see on the streets right now. But where our strong points and our niches are in the things that you don't see at your local bank. We do a lot of investor products. We have a lot of investor product programs that basically can fund on different scenarios, regardless if it's, you know, very unique or whatever. One in particular is we do medical marijuana property financing, which is very unique. But you won't see that, you know, going to Chase or Bank of America or whatever. So those type of areas, we have some good resources for that. Private equity, placements, or basically, you know, it's something that can be done through a pension fund or trust or certain things like that. They're a little bit more flexible in the guidelines. So those areas we can be very strong on. Recently, we've opened up more states than California. So we are pretty much in about 24 different states right now that we can offer those type of products. So that's our strong point. Another one is basically we just recently launched a merchant finance division where we can offer, you know, merchant financing and things of that nature, and that's a nationwide program. So we try to stay on the cutting edge of financing and try to look at niches that we can go into and be able to offer our services.
Wow, that's great. No, I rarely meet somebody that has your amount of experience. I know some, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being new in the industry, but you've been doing this since the 80s, and you've seen multiple crashes, you've seen multiple, you know, market swings, you've seen changes in regulation, making things looser, making things more tight. So you've been through it all there, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your experiences with the audience. Where can people reach you if somebody wants to reach out to you? Like?
Well, they can reach me. Our direct line is area code 424-205-1833, or they can go to our website, www.myequitysolutions.com.
www.myequitysolutions.com, and give your phone number one more time for them, so they don't have to rewind this.
No problem. Area code 424-205-1833.
All right, Lloyd. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.